Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, I think I did something. Wait a minute. You know what?
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will. What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing over there? How's everybody? I'm so happy to be here another week. So,
hey,
can you
Nancy,
hear me, Randy?
How are you?
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm so happy
to be here another week. We ran that twice for a reason, so you got to hear our intro twice. But, yeah, this is going to be a phenomenal show. Sometimes we have our
Yeah.
And this is like such a great time of year. We're getting into spring, depending on where you are. And many people have been having winter all through this last 3 or 4 months. And it's time to go to warm places. And how are you doing, Randy? I understand you're in the middle of moving, huh?
Yes, we are. We are in the middle of moving. Actually, we're probably in the fourth quarter because we're inside the house. That's the good news. The bad news is, we're inside the house with, 400 boxes. So, working our way through. And, we're going to get her done. And it is just good to be back in our house. You always say, home is where the heart is. And for us, couldn't be truer because we're in the house that we raised our kids in. And then today, Monica got a text from our daughter, Chrissy, who's down the road literally 5 minutes. Around the corner, and
That's so great. Can I bring the kids over?
And so here come the grandkids, and little Grace, who's now about 3 weeks old, 4 weeks old.
And, oh, congratulations!
The two boys.
Beautiful.
So yeah, it was so cool to be
Randy,
able to.
Oh, there's no place like home, and to have your grandchildren with you right like that—that's amazing. And your house probably missed you too. It's so cool.
You know what?
There's
it's
no
weird
place.
About that. Yep. I was thinking about that today. That it feels. It feels really good, and it's, like the house has missed us in a way. We've missed the house. There was a time where living here, we thought, well, maybe, we really want to get a bigger, nicer house someday. This is kind of a nice starter house, but there's so many memories here, and Maddie, our lab, has discovered the pool in the backyard, so we go to the park and run her.
You didn't have her when you were there before. This is a newer one, right?
Yeah, this is Maddie, the new dog, the new lab, and she discovered the how cool it is to jump in the pool when she's really hot. So that's exciting. So we're glad to be back. We're grateful. And again, today in just a couple of minutes, two things, you guys. We're going to just talk about towards the end of the show, maybe about 10 minutes left. We're going to kind of touch on the economy and just check in with Natalie on, you know, what's going on real estate wise with the economy. I mean, there's so much, of course, you can talk about. We could totally take the whole hour, but
I know.
Obviously, as the economy continues to grow, that can only mean, hey, you know, good for buyers and sellers.
It's always going to be a market to buy and sell, no matter when it is. You know, it just depends. There's so many things you can do. I'm really excited. Tell me about our guest today. It's really going to be exciting because, you know, as many people that listen to our show already know, life, this is the real world, and we're all living in your houses and taking care of your body, and all of that can pertain to real estate. Some people might go, that has nothing to do with real estate. It does, but it's just different types of real estate. And in real estate, and we're talking about people and lives and so many changes, and just like you've been, you're back to your family home, and it's always so exciting. And tell our guest has definitely lived on purpose and is making changes, so I'll let you tell him about her. I'm really excited to.
Yeah, Molly Openshaw is a good friend of Monica and I. She's kind of wacky like us, so we love her. When we were doing the morning show here in Chico many, many years ago, Monica and her, during the morning show, were broadcasting live from the dumpsters at Chico State during the spring, because when the kids leave, right, and they just leave stuff that they bought, often really good stuff, they just throw stuff away like stereos and clothes. And so Monica and Molly went dumpster diving live on the air.
No.
Calling
oh,
in
that's
with
so funny.
Treasures that they found.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
So, yeah, it's she's awesome. She's going to join us today. She's the creator of Mood Swing Wine. She's a speaker and midlife coach. I like that. You know, a lot of people are life coaches. Not a lot of people are midlife coaches. And I think, frankly, they talk about the midlife crisis for men and women. And I think we need more midlife coaches, because I think people, you know, for various reasons, get to, you know, 50, 40, 50, 60 and go, really? Is that kind of it? I mean, am I on the downward, slope now? Yeah.
And now people, though, are learning because of the internet and being able to work and have more freedom and work from home. They're learning to embrace these changes instead of saying, oh, no, it's a crisis. Instead, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is letting me do what I want to do. I'm hearing of people starting new careers, Randy, in their 70s. People writing books in their 80s. And, I mean, I'm hearing it constantly because of what we're all doing. It's like, that is so cool to not, you know, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
We can always reinvent ourselves.
Yeah, it is,
right? And grow,
yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that story about Colonel Sanders? He
68.
Became Colonel Sanders in his 60s, yeah?
Yep. Now, see, all those seeds he planted, trucking around the country, right, talking for so many years before, paid off, just like with all of us.
Yeah.
All of what we bring to the table pays off, all that wisdom, and, you know, it's just, I just love it, though. And that's why I always say with the real estate, we're dealing with people. This isn't just houses and buildings and commercial. And, you know, you want to make good moves, but it's people and it's the emotions. So I can't wait to hear what midlife crisis mood swing wines is. I've only picked mood swings. Whoa, wow, this is going to be fun, you know. I mean, like, they probably, is there a different one for, oh, I won't say it. I'll wait till Molly comes on.
She has a website. We'll kind of point everybody to the website. And, different kinds. And she got to be on I think she was on our show maybe a year or two ago. And I remember since then she's been like on a TV, reality TV show. And I think she could probably fill us in on that. That was pretty cool. And, you know, just doing a lot more speaking and traveling around. I remember a couple weeks ago I was trying to connect with her and she was like, in Newport Beach, going to be in New York, and then, you know, sounds like you. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the way you, you know.
I know. It's really, I'm winning,
She loves Maui, and so we, you know, she loves to, you know, head over to Maui when she can, and so she's really awesome and excited to have her, and I'm getting my talking in now because I'm sure when you two get going between the mood swing wines and the that conversation. She really, again, she talks about menopause in a way that, you know, again, just helps women helps them kind of regain purpose,
yeah,
and adventure and all that stuff. So
it's, I always
sometimes
say, I always say Adam definitely made Eve eat that apple, because we really pay for certain things. I mean, Eve made Adam eat that apple, because we definitely pay. So without further ado, I'll let you go take the.
Yeah, looks like the aforementioned Molly is on the line. What's going on, Unsinkable Molly? Open shop?
Yeah, not brown. Molly Open Shop is here. Hi, guys.
Hey, Molly, how are you?
Hey.
Natalie, we were just talking about you before you got on. We were like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm glad. I probably gave you guys a little time to talk about me before I popped on. So I remember the last time you and I talked, Natalie, I think it was just right around the time that my son had his motorcycle accident. I think that was the last time I talked.
Oh, my gosh. How's he doing?
You know, I'm glad that we can talk about this, because just this last Friday, the proud mama watched her boy graduate from lineman school. He went to, I know, isn't that great?
It's wonderful.
There's only four in the country. I have never seen this kid smile more in my life and be very happy and fulfilled and grateful for the teachers and the program. And he is so excited to get to work. And it just melts my heart, because this is what he was meant to do. And it's watching that kid finally, you know, that aha moment of like, oh my gosh, my child is, he's all grown up, and God had a plan the whole time. And there he goes. You know, I'm so excited for him.
And so can God bless you. That is so fantastic. Yeah. Every part of it made, you know, wow. Well, it's got to feel so good
amazing.
When you know and he knows this is really it. This is what I want. He's not doubting it. He's not, you know, it's just,
Well, yeah, he's totally not doubting it. And, you know, when Hunter had his accident, Brandy knows this for sure, that I never once lost sight of what God had in store for him. I already knew that he was going to come through this accident. I prayed daily for God's will to be done. And it took us that year. I mean, it was a long, long, long year.
Wow.
But, you know, surgeries later and physical therapy and things like that, you wouldn't even known the kid had a motorcycle accident.
Wow.
And I knew that he was meant for great things. I knew that this guy was not going to die through the accident. I knew he wasn't going to have disabilities or things that would hold him back. And us Open Shaws and McCarthy's, there's nothing holding us back anyway. I mean, you really got to tie us down. But we would try to escape, that's for sure.
You would escape.
Good things are going on there. Yeah, good things are going on there. Yeah.
Wow, I'm loving it. So, Randy was introduced, and he already talked about you. So, Randy, why don't you do it again? I mean, so Molly.
Yeah, do it again so I can hear it.
Do it again so she can hear how great she
really
is, because you are great, and I can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
How amazing. We were just talking. We pulled out the dumpster dive story already. So I told her that.
He called us all wacky, Molly. He called us all wacky. So we have to, like, bop him over the head for that one. But that's okay, Randy.
Right.
She fits right in.
Dumpster diving is probably one of my favorite moments with Monica.
Oh, Monica's great.
Broadcast live from the dumpsters at Chico State as they found all kinds of cool stuff. And we knew she was one of our peeps at that point. And we actually went together with Kid Star, went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and took one of the kids from Chico. And,
I didn't know that.
Right.
We've had some fun times. And she is now... You know, we've talked about Mood Swing Wines, and I know we've been a couple years ago when she was on that was happening, and there's so much that has kind of happened because of her taking this idea on of helping women during midlife, you know, regain their self. And I love the idea of a midlife coach, because I think a lot of life coaches focus on people, maybe millennials and, you know, college kids and maybe even young marrieds up to about 30, and then supposedly they've got it all figured out, and then we get to 40, 50, 60 and realize we don't. And
exactly.
So have a good life coach is amazing. And so, Molly, just catch us up. I mean, since then you've been on a reality TV show. Talk about the speaking stuff you're doing and the coaching stuff, man. I'm gonna let you just take over and share kind of all the cool stuff you've been doing.
Oh my gosh, I would love to share. You know, thanks for the warm intro. Sorry, I missed the first one. Anyway, I've got to say that this journey with Mood Swing Wines, of course, you guys know history, too. For your listeners, I created a line of wine for women that celebrated and poked fun at menopause 5 years ago. And when the Lord gave me that, I was like, what? Wine and corking conversations about menopause? I wasn't even going through menopause.
Wow.
And it all started with one of my best girlfriends going through menopause. And I remember coming through her house. She was tearful. I thought maybe it was because, you know, she had gone back to nursing school. She sadly was going through a divorce. I thought, oh, my gosh, she's a hot mess. I just assumed that's what it was.
Right.
And when I came through those doors, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is going on with you? She goes, I think I'm going through menopause. And I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Hold that thought. And what do best friends do? They run to the grocery store, grab a bottle of wine, and they're going to sit on the couch and they're going to talk about things, right?
Exactly.
Or at least in my life, that's what I do.
Right, right.
And so I ran to the grocery store, picked up a bottle of wine, and when I was looking, Natalie, I couldn't find anything that even had like a smiley face on it, and it had me just like flustered. I'm like, well, if we're going to talk about menopause, there's got to be something fun I can bring back for her. She's a hot mess. And there was nothing on the shelf, so I kind of went to my go-to wine, and we did sit on the couch, and we started to talk about menopause. And as desperate and as sad as she was, I'm thinking to myself, there is no way I am going to be behaving this way. No one's coming and sitting on my couch and watch me cry as I stuff my sister. This isn't
really
going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know what? The Lord really kept me up at night a lot after that, you know, thinking about that. I'm like, gosh, you know what? There's got, I mean, and thank goodness for the internet, because you can find anything. And I started to Google wine and menopause and midlife and stuff. And I thought, my word, there's just nothing like it. I'm like, are you saying that I need to create a line of wine that celebrates and
wow.
puts fun at menopause? Well, my
it.
Answer was very clear, and then I started waking up journaling, giving the idea, the concept, the message that I'd want to share with women, because as Randy knows, I mean, I don't sit around. I embrace my life fully. I love it 100%. You know, it's not always
right.
unicorn and rainbows. I get that. I don't eat Skittles all day and look for a rainbow, but you know, because bad things happen. Obviously, my son had his motorcycle accident, and that took us back. But I remain faithful, and I remain, and I choose to celebrate. And I thought, I think we're onto something here. And so then he started to give me the names for the wines, and it just evolved. And within
wow.
a year, I launched my wine company.
That's amazing.
But you know, what's interesting about this, I knew that I always had a message to give women. You know, I wanted them to uncork those conversations that sometimes we're a little ashamed to talk about, or maybe just don't want to talk about or don't have time to talk about. And when I traveled across the United States pitching my wine and sharing with women, it became very evident and people witnessed my enthusiasm and my gift of speaking and challenging women and asking them to regain some self and to find some purpose and to have adventure in your life every day, that so many people have been asking me left and right all across the United States and abroad to start speaking to women's groups and organizations.
Right. Oh,
I've
that's
been,
fantastic.
You know, I've been going to events. I've been in front of all different types of audiences. And it's not always women. There's men in the audience, too. So my comedic and kind of like shoot from the hip and tell it like it is attitude, I really authentically connect with women and men everywhere of all ages.
Perfect.
It seems as though my audience is midlife, which is great, too, because I really want them to know that, you know, I know that a lot of the audience, it wouldn't just be me exclusively. When I was married and in the throes of, you know, just before the kids were kind of starting to think about college, getting closer to graduate, I'm like, and I've been always working and putting myself just buried in work, I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's got to be more than this. Because, you know, as a woman, you just kind of get stuck. You kind of
right.
raise the husband. You've raised
right,
the husband,
right.
you've raised the children. You know, you may
right.
have put everything into your brownie projects, your Girl Scout projects, going out to Target in the middle of the night to buy super glue for the volcano project that you
exactly.
sprung on you last minute. So there's all those duties of being a mom and a wife and a career. And I think God, I don't think, I know that God has designed us for more than one purpose, you know. We are mothers, we are, you know, worker bees, but, you know, we have to look beyond that and seek it and pray for it, because when he started to bring this whole wine thing around, I really got involved in, like, seeking out. I'm like, okay, we're going to talk about this more, and I'm going to pray about this more, and I'm going to manifest and read your word and really see if there was something, you know, I needed to do about this. But he was very clear that this is what I have for you, this is what I want you to do. And just this last 2 years, he really revealed strongly that you are a voice for women. I want you to help them find purpose again and have adventure in their life. You know, I challenged a few women friends today. Tomorrow is your last day. So what are you going to do today? This
right.
is your last day on earth. And people have done that, but I was really very, very firm with them. What would you do right now? And I even challenged a girl in Starbucks today. I said, honey, what are you doing tomorrow? She goes, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I said, okay, what if tomorrow was your last day? What would you do right now? And she very clearly and very quickly said, I'd spend time with my family. And I said, okay, two things. What time do you get off work? She said, 3 o'clock. I said, what's the first thing you're going to do this afternoon? She says, well, I have to go work out at 3:30. And I said, but how about you swing by, say hi to mom or say hi to your sister or send a text message, make a phone call. We have time to do that. You know, if you can't physically be with your family right now, make a phone call, text them, let them know you love them. And she goes, yeah, that's a really good idea. I don't even think about that. And I'm like, do it. It's just, it'll feel good, and it'll feel good for the one receiving it. So mm-hmm. with women, I mean, I really, Natalie, want them to embrace every moment of every day. And this midlife coaching that I'm so blessed to be doing, I'm helping women regain that confidence that they may have lost for one reason or another. And I'm so fulfilled doing this. I've never been more, and I've been a nurse for actually this year, 30 years I've been a nurse.
Wow,
but doing what I'm doing, thank you. But doing what I'm doing right now, where I can have one-on-one connections with women, stand on stage and really give a message and empower these women to get out of their, just unstuck themselves and start looking and living and creating new things, it fills me like no end.
You're doing your calling.
Super
I guess
great.
I love it. I love it. Yeah,
it
and it's
is.
So it's so nice to be validated, isn't it? It's so nice when you pray and you listen and God tells us and we know. You know how there's some things, you know, I'm not sure about this, but when you hear that inner voice and it comes and like you kind of know,
right.
even if someone says to you, oh, you can't do that, that won't work, this won't work. You
right.
just know, no, there's a purpose here. I love, that's just so, so you're teaching women to do that, because I imagine so many women just poo-poo the ideas
right.
when they come to them and just live back into a, what do you want to call it, a life of desperation, because God wants us to be
right.
happy, right? Not
right.
you know, even though real life happens, we have heavy stuff happening constantly that has nothing to do with us many times that we have to
right.
still take care of. That's amazing. Well, tell us, how did you, so you did it with the wines. I love how you're saying mood swing wines, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, like, do we have, because you make fun of it too, right? You make fun and do the things. So how did you come to that? Yeah.
Well, mood swing wines, just, you know, obviously women going through menopause have their mood swings. They have their hot flashes. They have, you know, dry scalp. They have all kinds of crazy things. You know, it feels like you're just back on your period again. But there's all kinds of crazy things that happen to us. So I really wanted women to, you know, poke fun at yourself. Yeah, you could walk
yeah.
out to the refrigerator and gain 10 pounds without even opening the door. But you know what?
Yeah.
You know, weight doesn't come off as easily and stuff like that. But you know
no.
what, though? You know, just do what you can, you know. Just do what you can to remain happy.
And
you know,
love
when
yourself. Yeah.
Right? And love yourself, because you know what? There's a lot of women that, you know, we do know that there are people that are out there that are not faith-based and listen for the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of questions that come up when I'm talking to people, and they say, you sound like you have a really strong faith. I do. So it's also an opportunity to give a bit of my testimony. And I've never wanted to be too preachy and turn people off, because I think if you're really authentic in the way that you talk and it really comes from your heart and it's not forced, then they're going to see the beauty inside you and they're going to want her. I've never heard
right.
so many people say, Molly, you inspire me every day. This one gal
wow.
and many gals have said, I'm living vicariously through you. I said, stop that right
wow.
now. Go live your own vicarious life.
Right.
And for those that don't know the Holy Spirit or know how to listen for that, they'll say like, well, my gut tells me, or my heart tells me, or my intuition tells me. I'm like, well, your God gave you the heart. He gave you the intuition and he gave you, you know, common sense. I said all of those things, but just start to penetrate on that. Really start to listen more in tunely. And if you're feeling really anxious about it, maybe it's not such a good thing, but if there's an overwhelming calm, you feel like your heart is still,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think my heart, my intuition, my gut, I mean, God gave us big doses as women of intuition. That is for sure.
Oh,
but,
sure.
You know, there's,
definitely.
There's no reason why you just can't jump out and do it. And, you know, if doors close, there's a reason for it. And I got to tell you my best door story.
Yes.
I was asked probably 2 or so months ago to do something. And I was like, wow, you know, nothing's going, I'm not going to go into detail, but nothing's going on right now that would prevent me from doing that. I could probably do that. Yeah, that sounds good. I said, yes. I mean, the door was wide open. And then on assignment, I was asked to do an influencer dinner. And when I went to this influencer dinner, there was about 25 people there. They were all very young people. And when they go to this dinner, they're asked to stand up, introduce themselves, and give their ask, why they're there, what do they need help with. Long story, just a little longer. Almost every young person in that room were starving for love, attention, connection. Every one of them there wasn't. They were like, well, I made 7 figures this year. I made 8 figures, or I have seven-figure businesses, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I miss connection. I don't have any friends just to go to the movie with. One guy even stood up and said,
wow.
Hey, if any of you know any women I could date. I mean, there was just such a sorry sense
yeah.
of disconnection. And, you know, it made me realize when I went back to the hotel, I'm like, okay, Lord, what's up with that? That is really just really making my heart ache so much, because we are such a society. It doesn't matter what demographic of age we are. There is such a deep longing for connection. And when I was heading out to the airport the next day, I said, okay, right now, Lord, tell me what it is. What's going on? Why did I go through that door? You opened it wide. I went through it.
Right.
And he very clearly, you guys, this is what he said to me when I was driving in the Uber. He said to me, he said, Molly, I wanted you to go through that door just to see what was behind that door so you can turn right around, walk outside of that door, and go back into the door that I provided for you. I want you to help women find their purpose. I want you to help them regain self, and I want you to help them find adventure in everything they do, and you need to be my witness. I mean, that's why, that's like my tagline.
That's
it's like
strong.
Regain self, find purpose, you know, find adventure in everything you do, and seek him. And it has become, ever since I did that, and it was, I don't know that I was questioning him at all about, like, what should I be doing? But this opportunity came. But isn't it weird how he put me through this really big door with
yes.
such growth and opportunity? But he wanted me to see what was behind that door, maybe because I thought I was missing out. But when I came back through that door, you guys, I went through that door. And when I went through that door, I was asked to 3, not 1, not 2, but 3 huge speaking events. I created another mastermind. I picked up 3 coaching clients. Randy and I are putting together my Estrogen Lounge podcast.
Everything I love it.
That, everything that I ever wanted is here, and I'm doing it.
You know, the,
oh, it's
the
so
quote
amazing.
That comes to mind, the quote that comes to mind as you're describing that, and I hear it in your voice, is, you know, about life being adventurous, right, and being, you know, exciting. And without preaching, you're kind of exhibiting that with people. And like you said, then they're drawn in. And there's a quote by St. Irenaeus that says, the glory of God is man fully alive. And most people, as we know, live their lives way less than fully alive, beaten down and
right.
bummed out and alone. And so, it, you know, when we're living fully alive, and that is the Spirit of God in us, We don't have to be preachy weird about it, right?
Right.
We
they
just really live in His joy,
right.
And, you know. And then, so I love that. That's amazing. Hey, we're going to take a break right now. We're and then we're going to come back on the other side here. In just a couple minutes, we're going to step away, and then Molly Openshaw is going to continue. I want you to talk about the reality show that you're on. Okay? Could you do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Coming up in just a minute.
Real estate
we'll
is still
back.
A solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through the We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices.
Clapping ukulele right there. And Natalie, do you play ukulele? Back. Okay. There we go. We are back. Experimenting with some of the technology here on Blog Talk Radio. They're improving things all the time, which is awesome. Busting out a little clapping ukulele. So, Natalie, do you, you play ukulele in all those years in Hawaii?
You know, I learned how to play the ukulele when I was 8 years old in Hawaii. I did. I learned how to play. But I think I only know like a couple chords now. Fast forward many, many moons, I only know a couple chords. Yes.
Well,
that reminds me. I need to do that.
Hey, Molly. You know
what?
Yeah. Molly Openshaw with us. And Molly. Molly likes Maui, right? Molly, you're a friend of Maui, a big fan.
I love Maui, and one of my favorite things to do nothing in Hana.
Oh yes,
Hana.
Beautiful.
And go to the paella fish market and eat tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. I would love to have a little tiny place over there. The last time I went, stayed at a cute little Airbnb, and just to my luck, the little neighbor had a tree with avocados hanging over it, so I had avocados like 4 or 5 every day. It was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Yep, very peaceful.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That Airbnb thing makes Hawaii a little more affordable, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, Molly, I mean, I kind of did it in the tease at the beginning, and I wanted you to share a little bit since last you've been on here with us a couple years ago. You did this reality TV show, and why don't you kind of give us a little bit of a review of what happened, how that happened, and then a lot of adventures with that, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for that adventure because it opened up so many more opportunities. It started when I was invited to go to Kurt Russell's wine dinner in Santa Barbara at Bacara Resort. And I had a fabulous time. Fabulous! And then the very next day when I was sitting out on the patio having coffee, there was a gal across from me at another table, and we just started talking about what do you do, what do I do, blah, blah, blah. And she said she was a producer, and her current project was her partner had gone to school with a gal by the name of Dr. Michelle Gordon, and Dr. Michelle Gordon was wanting to do kind of a docu-series reality show going through menopause. You know, and, you know, how they take care of themselves, blah, blah, blah. But I had to, like, totally interrupt. I'm like, did you just say menopause? Wow! I'm like, what? This is happening? And I told her as the owner and creator of Mood Swing Wines, and I told her all about my wine. She's like, oh, my God. Wow. And you know me, I don't even, like, hesitate. I'm like, I want to be on the show. Tell her all about me, blah, blah, blah. Well, the very next day, she actually did reach out to Dr. Michelle, and she loved me. And they said, yes, we want you on the show. And what it was it was a 13-week series, docu-series that aired on the FYI Network. Michelle took myself and six other women to Mallorca, Spain. And what we did, we filmed in Mallorca and Barcelona and also in Santa Barbara. And prior to going, she challenged us to get fit and, you know, if you can lose weight, great, but get in the best fit of shape of your life as much as you can in the limited amount of time. You know, if you have to hire a trainer, do that, whatever. And then also, if you haven't been on a road bike or don't know how to be on a road bike, I want you to get some training for that, too, because we're going to be riding our bike through Spain. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, Michelle is an avid road biker, so she's really good. And then, of course, Christine that I met was experienced in road biking. So I knew nothing about a road bike. I knew what it's like to get in shape. So, and Randy knows this. I went over to our friend Angelo Poli, who's bought Whole Body Fitness, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in this reality show. I said, can I beef up my exercise? I need to lose a bunch of weight. I need to get really, really fit. And he said, absolutely, I'll totally train you. And then I also went to my friend who owned a bicycle shop. I said, I need to get trained, this, that, and the other thing. And he said, yes, yes, yes. So I had two trainers, and I would every morning ride my bike 20 miles, at least 20 miles a day. Then I would ride my bike to the gym every after. Yes, yes.
You made it that quickly? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I started to ride. I mean, it took a little while, but I eventually rode every morning 20, 25 miles. Then I ride my bike to the gym after work, and I would work out for 2 hours. And then I would ride about 25 miles going home, and I did this about 6 days a week. And, yes, wow. I did lean down, and I was really strong. I mean, I didn't want to be the fattest kid on the bike. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to be the one to be like, okay, you know, I'll catch you in a couple hours. Go ahead. I'll be fine. But I trained really hard, and when we got there, we did ride our bikes through Spain. It was all documented. We did wine tasting and had great food, enjoyed the culture all the while we were talking about midlife and emptiness and menopause and how do we take care of ourselves and what did it feel like to train for this show and how were we going to implement these things when we go back and how were we living our lives now and how we want to do it in the future. And, you know, I was very outspoken about, you know, I had a message then that I'm celebrating my life and this is just another opportunity where I need to prove to myself that, oh my gosh, you know what, Molly, you might be, well, now I'm 55, so I'm 53. You're 53, but you can get on a bike and you can ride and you can train and you can do that.
Amen.
And
yes.
Throughout the show, I was telling women, any of you guys that are watching, if I can do it, you can do it. And, you guys, it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my life. And I've had so many great things, you know, that are similar to that that have happened to me since then. So it's just, it was a great journey. Absolutely amazing.
Mm. So much fun. Talking about synchronicity, when you met her, that was amazing. That was not an accident.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything I do is an accident. Everything is so divinely put together.
Yeah.
You meet people for the right reasons, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. So when we bring up the synchronicity word, Natalie, I'm going to bust out our Wayne Dyer story, and it was on Maui.
Oh, my
gosh.
Right. I have to figure out which one he's on after a couple years ago because we have our past shows.
Yeah.
he's in the middle of it. I've got to figure that out. But go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were broadcasting. We were doing one of these shows on Blog Talk Radio. But I was living on Maui at the time, and I had my laptop, my MacBook Pro, and I'm sitting at the Starbucks in Lahaina, right there on the main drag, and we're talking about synchronicity. We're talking about nothing is an accident. We're talking about, you know, all of this stuff, and I think I even quoted Wayne Dyer earlier in the show, because I'm standing there and Wayne Dyer walks by. Going into the store next door.
Oh.
And true story, I just said, Natalie, and we were live. I said, Natalie, Wayne Dyer just walked by. She goes, go get him.
Oh, no.
I walked
and he drops the thing because we take turns. He's hosting, I'm hosting, he's hosting. He was hosting that day, and he's like, I'll be back, take over.
And so she's
that's
just stalking.
Hysterical.
And I go into the store, and I stalk him, and I think he was a little afraid. You know, he didn't. And so
Randy
he comes walking
guy,
out, and
right?
I go, I said, Wayne, you're not going to believe this, Dr. Dyer, but we were just talking about you on a radio show. Could you come and speak to the people? Well, he said, sure, it sounds like it was supposed to be. And I said, yeah. And so he comes out, and, of course, I was using this really state-of-the-art new MacBook Pro, which the built-in speakers are as good as any speaker at a radio station. And so I was just totally doing the show, talking into the MacBook Pro, and he sits down, and he goes, you're doing a radio show? Where's the microphone, you know? And he's right here. He's like, oh. And he goes, well, hello out there, wherever you are. If you're there, this is Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Randy, I just thought about something. Go ahead. I just thought, what if he thought we were, like,
just,
not making it up and it wasn't real, right? But he did. Thought about it. Okay,
yeah, we were messing with him. Anyway, but Molly, I love what you said that it's so true that literally
right.
If you're living life on purpose, and I got to tell you because I've been on the John Maxwell team for years and been around
me
life
too.
Coaches and motivational speakers and Natalie has as well. We met Natalie and I met how many years ago? I don't know, a lot.
I do.
Had
I
big
do
event
coach.
Mark
I'm speaking
Hansen.
In my industry. Yeah.
It was Mark Victor Hansen's event in L.A.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. and all these motivational speaker wannabes and, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
And so we've been around stuff for years and ebbed and flowed in it, you know, and I produced John Maxwell shows and all of that. So, I mean, I've been deep in it. And you kind of get, like, burned out where you just hear people parroting things that other people are saying and there's no life in it. But the difference is, in this show today, and I think the difference is with what you're saying is, when there's life in it, a.k.a. God in it, you know, people see that, feel it, they're in it,
right.
And, man, you get a chance to do that. So, again, I just applaud you for bringing
yes,
that
definitely.
You know, back, if you will. And it's not so much
well,
what
you
know, it's who you know, meaning God,
right.
You know. It's
But
right.
It is different.
It's not
it's
what John
difficult,
Maxwell
though, 'cause
said,
Molly...
you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's a hard nut.
Randy and I do this
together.
Go ahead, Randy.
Well, and
I'll
yeah. No, I'm just saying
twice.
That, you know, it's not what John Maxwell said or whoever
right.
said, you know, all the quotes. But it's literally, truly, when you're living that life that's, you know, fully alive, like St. Irenaeus said, the glory of God is man fully alive, and people see that glory, and they get a little taste of it, and they want more of that. So, Molly, I really sense
right.
that in your...
Yeah. Molly, though, wouldn't you agree, though, honest? Because, like, when we're out there living on purpose, and we do, and I constantly, one of the things I say is, okay, and I never try to hurt anyone's feelings. I'm always on purpose.
Right.
I try to decipher, but I'm always saying, okay, I'm definitely not here to win a popularity contest, right? I mean, in general,
right.
because sometimes
right.
somebody may say this or this, and it could throw you off kilter, and we can't let that happen, right? So it takes a lot of
right.
inner strength. To, I mean, in a kind way, right? To know that,
right.
hey, we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're living on purpose, and if it seems weird, it's okay, but it's not weird, you know? And
well, you know what I
it's
do?
Funny.
I always speak from my heart, and I always shoot from the hip. And the one thing that, it's never failed me, because I had one friend, and she knew I was going to be speaking for a big event, and she goes, you need to get a PowerPoint. Oh, my gosh, you need to be prepared. I'm like, that's not me. I don't want anybody to look at a PowerPoint. I want them to look at my heart. I want them to know that what I'm speaking about about is authentic and true, and it has never failed me, you guys. I mean, I have a group that I meet in Chico. I created a group called Women of Integrity, and we meet the third Monday of every month in Chico. And am I ever prepared at all for any of those Mondays? No. And because I pray every time I'm ready to have our meeting, I said, Lord, let your will be done. Whatever comes out of my mouth is going to glorify you and inspire these women. I just, and it's not a quote-unquote, you know, religious group. It's not a faith-based group. It's Women of Integrity. And I want women to see that I am authentic, and what I say, I mean. And I don't, you know, you can't say like, oh, hi, Randy, how are you today? And then like, did you hear what Randy said about blah, blah, blah? And like, oh, did you
right.
see he was wearing like two left sneakers? I mean, that guy's weird. I mean, you don't see me. When you see me at face value, you see what's behind doors. I mean, I'm authentic. And women see that, and I think that's where that inspiration comes from, and that they're inspired by me. Because I don't plan. I really just ask the Lord, how do you want me to speak? What do you want me to speak about? And
right.
last Monday, there was not a dry eye in the house. Everybody was so just filled to the brim, and they were like, oh, my gosh, that was so incredible. I'm like, it really was. Thank you. It was so awesome. So I don't prepare a lot unless somebody has something specific that they want me to talk about when I'm on stage. Yes, I can accommodate, but I'm pretty sure that's why people have me speak on their stages, because they know that it's going to be real and it's going to be raw and it's going to be
And you're praying about it, right? You're praying and asking God, how do I serve? What do I do? How am I? Because if you reach one person, you did it. It's amazing, right? And
right.
that's the difference. I think some people are thinking they have to do this. That's like with productions. I mean, you want productions to sound good, be good, whatever, but there's something about the organic part of it that just speaking from your heart that comes through. You know, that's
exactly.
that's fantastic. Fantastic.
Very, yeah. very true.
Mm.
Very cool.
You know,
so,
it'll be like, you know, it's like painters, right? They get really recognized like 100 years after they died, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And it's like, because they mm-hmm. painted from their heart. They painted, they really meant it. It wasn't, and sculptors, it's not like they said, oh, I'm doing, you know, well, I mean, some people get commissioned to do things for certain reasons, but there's an art to all of it. It's just so amazing.
So, Molly, how can people get a hold of you as we're kind of wrapping up our segment here? How can folks best get a hold of you? Is it moodswingwines.com? Is that the best place?
Right. And I'd like people to email me if they're interested in having me speak at their event, their seminar, their conference at molly@moodswingwines.com.
Oh, I can't hear you. Molly at what?
Oh, molly@moodswingwines.com. And Molly is spelled M-O-L-L-I-E. So molly@moodswingwines.com. And you can
okay.
go to my website. Tomorrow I'm going to be with my web designer because she's adding on my bio and one sheet about my speaking and my coaching. And I do ladies retreats. We have one scheduled in June in Chico on June 29th. It's a day retreat that's filled with fabulousness. So
awesome.
Anybody wants to email me, or they can go to my website at molly@moodswingwines, and you'll be able to find more information there about my wine. You'll find out more about my speaking, my coaching, and all the good fun stuff that I do.
Love it.
All that's done. Thank you for being with us today. This is awesome. I'm fired up.
I love it, love it, love it. Oh, Molly, it's been a pleasure. We've waited too long. We all have to get back in touch. And this is amazing.
We really do, Natalie. Thank
Absolutely.
You guys so much for having me today. It just was wonderful.
Oh.
Aloha.
Big hugs out to you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Molly Openshaw, again, just amazing stuff.
I love
and,
it.
Man, I tell you, I just felt the whole deal going on there, man. And, you know, the
Holy Spirit is definitely walking through Molly. Absolutely, 100%. And that, you know, and
yeah.
we and it's just such a – our world gets so divided these days, and with the social networking and all these different things, and it'd just be beautiful to stand on the word and live on purpose and know that that's the right way, you know. Just I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
because so many people are lost and they need it.
Not preachy. Yeah, where you're just literally you're walking the walk, you know. And
see, I love preachy because I'm really Christian and I've it. But right, if you're not, if you don't, and you don't understand, it can be taken the wrong way. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it can be a turnoff, and you know, I think it's a fine line because, again, you and I have kind of been in this motivational speaker world for a long, long time. Me kind of on the doing the radio and podcasts for them over the years. And, you know, you also being going to these events.
85,
and it's all about it's about self-promotion, which you would think flies in the face of being used by the Holy Spirit. And we've got to be careful with it because it's a fine line. I mean, in Christian radio, they always tell us, tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them what you're telling them. Tell them what you told them. In other words, you're always reminding people what you're telling them, because often in radio, people are kind of sort of half listening. Well, same kind of thing, and you're always kind of tooting your own horn, you know, in Christian radio, which I always felt like was a little weird. Here we are bragging about how cool, you know, whatever the name of the station is, when really it's God doing it, you know. And so I know people hear people promote themselves, you know, and their quote-unquote platforms and all that, but again, that's what you've been doing this for years, Natalie, with the Realty Universal platform, and so there's a way to do it, right? Molly's tapped into that. It's something you've been doing.
Right,
for
Molly's
years.
Amazing. What you're doing, what Molly's doing, is just incredibly amazing. She's changing lives. She's doing it. She's trusting God because God, you know, God's on our side, and it's huge because we're in such a divided world. And I had a thing this morning. I was at the gym earlier, and I won't say, you know, I voted for President Trump, and these people were like, oh my God, you're kidding. They didn't even want to talk to me. And I said, well, I'm not talking. But they were fine. They know me. But I said, you know, but our world. I said, we brought up different things, but I said, you know, we all need to agree to disagree. We have rights, right? And I see people that are getting divided, families not talking to each other because of politics. I'm like, are you serious? Are you kidding? And so we have to be very strong and put the shield of protection around us. Otherwise, we could easily get, you know, because, you know, the more you get out there and the more you speak, the more most people are going to, they're resonate. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I get it. And then there's going to be the people that are naysayers, the people that are going to, you know, be on the other side or the wrong side, or, you know, we've got an evil side too. And that's the part that I love, like with what Molly was talking about, is you can tell that Molly's not going to think about that. She's out there for a mission. She's going to help these people, not, you know, cowtail, you know, when somebody, you know, so that's a kind of a, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. And that's that peace God gives us. And when you really get that peace and understand and get in the Word and really learn and learn, that's that gift God gives us, right? And I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, we got a couple of more minutes, and I just wanted, since we talked and promoted the fact that we're going to talk just a little real estate here as we close, the idea of the economy and real estate. So I guess the first thing I want to ask you is obviously a growing economy bodes well for real estate, but even in that kind of overview of boding well and growth, meaning – you know, a good real estate market. I mean, there are challenges depending on where you're at, right? I mean,
back to what I was just saying. I mean, I guess the only way I could answer that in a way that makes it, with what I was just saying about, like, with Molly, not going to let anybody deter her from on her mission, because you're always going to have somebody who will be a naysayer, someone who's going to be rude, somebody's going to, especially for women. We women, you know, I'm blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'll play around and go, sometimes fun being a dumb blonde, right? You know, that, I mean, I'm natural blonde, and all these years I said, sometimes I love to play a dumb blonde because it's to my benefit. But we know what we know. And with women, no, and I feel sorry for the young men, though, having a son who, he's 39 now, but my baby, I go, hey, what about the young men are not kind of getting confused sometimes in how they're supposed to respond? But it goes back to that, to, like with real estate, I don't care if the market's bad, indifferent, whatever, you have to live somewhere and think investments. You know, when the rates go up, you know, they look at the stock market, and I'm not giving financial advisor advice. We always put a disclaimer in here. But they go up and it goes down. The interest rates at 5% are still so good. And don't be afraid. Don't let fear stop you from making your investments. So right now we're much more of a buyer's market in the United States. I was talking to somebody who's in the UK in the last week and a half, and he sells all over the world. Ian Stewart, he said in Europe, these investors are getting a 20% return on their money. We're not seeing that in the U.S. We're seeing 5%, 6%, 10%, 11%, 12%. So, You know, it could. So when I say that, just don't look at your life and go make the investments. Don't worry about what is happening everywhere. You know, so right now it's always a good time to buy. It's still a good time to sell. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., yes, some of the pricing starting to go back a little bit. It's more of a buyer's market than a seller's market. But so what? You know, like, you know, you can wait. Would you wait and not get in the game and wait a few years? Something could happen to you. You know, it's always good to. Action is better than no action. So I just kind of take that premise,
you know,
go with your gut and work on it, and don't let fear get in the way, because there's always, I don't care, I can sell more in a bad market than a good market. And you know why? Because in a good market, I can still sell. I've always been in sales, but my heart, because I've done this for so many years, I'm working more on the coaching and training, but I get called in for problems. But I mean, years and years and years, I just went deal after deal after deal. And the problem deals I'm good at because I know how to fix a problem. When the market's so good that anything sells, anybody can sell anywhere, but it doesn't mean that when the market's bad, it's not going to sell. You know, you have divorces, deaths. You know, that's a fact of life. We're not, that's not how, not, I mean, God has not let us live on earth till whatever, right? We still pass away, right? So there's an, even though in heaven, if we do, you know, it's a different story, but so when I say that, I mean it honestly. Like, don't let all this hoopla get in your way. Make a plan. Start doing things. Start investing. You know, and compound interest. Look up compound interest. So right now, I think the market's still good. Actually, in the United States, we've got a really cool market. It's good for sellers and buyers. You know, and we can't. We don't have a crystal ball. So when someone tells you it's going to be so great in 5 years, you know, or I wouldn't. You know, no. Aren't you glad you kept your house, Randy, all these years? When you look at it, it worked for what you needed.
Oh my God! And we did. Like I mentioned, and I was just super honest about it. But we've had a couple of periods of time financially where we were really, really struggling, and we did the loan modification. I think that's what it's called when you fall like 3 months behind,
right.
And so they kind of put it on the back end or whatever. And you know, we did that twice. I remember being on Maui, filling out all the paperwork at the beach one day as we were over there doing a marriage event. And
Randy loves me.
I remember, you know, for a loan modification, you got to fill out a lot of paperwork. Then you got to fax it all. And the FedEx Kinko's in Maui, not really. Anyway, it was a struggle. But, long story short there, we're really glad now that we've kept our house. And oh, by the way, because of that campfire, I mean, one of the issues, you know, for people who own homes in Chico is, you know, the value's gone way up because of the supply and demand.
But
you
God
know, but,
knew. God knew. I don't care what Amy said. I mean, and I know Molly would probably say yes, and you're saying yes. I look at my whole life and I go, oh my gosh, God, you knew that. You knew it. Like when my brother died, I was like, he knew it was going to happen. When this happened, mm-hmm. different property. I'm like, you knew. And a lot of times I go, gosh, you still bless me so much in spite of me, zigzagging and going here and going there. But I never let go of the mission. And I can sound a nauseam on the Real Universal mission. You know that, right? I mean, you heard it for years. But I knew, and God knows, and that's where we have that peace, you know. It's just turn it out. God can run our lives better than we can, even though, of course, we're the vehicle and we have to still do. We can't sit there and just pray. We can't pray and just not do anything. We're the human in experience that we have to do things. We have to be accountable. But we're not supposed to be perfect, you know, and that's a lot of people. I'm not going to start preaching right now because you know I can. But, I mean, in a layman's terms, I should say, layman's way. But I think it's just so awesome to hear when everybody's living on purpose and not, you know, I stood my ground with these women this morning that were like, oh my God, I would have never thought you voted for president. Oh my God, Natalie, really? And I'm like, yes, ma'am, you know, and I brought up different things with the military and different facts that I know through the industry that they didn't know because they're listening to the news. Does that make them wrong and me right? And like, no, not at all. And I said, we really all need to learn to agree and disagree and work together and forget. Remember, President Trump is human. You're human. I'm human. So I went on that, but it was, you know, but I could have easily gotten mad or easily stomped out, but I didn't, you know, but I also didn't want to try to teach a lesson. I mean, they were all older than me, and I don't want to start a war, but I'm not afraid to say what I believe, you know. So it's kind of a It's a tricky thing. But we have to be ourselves. We have to be who we are individually, not somebody else, and not, you know. So it's awesome. I just think, and living on purpose, like the smallest thing, the best things in life are free. And God gives us so many beautiful things to appreciate, the sunset and the weather. And the people complain about the weather, but the weather's still beautiful no matter what the weather is because it's helping. So I look at it that, you know, when you boil it down to that simplicity, but then you can get into life experiences. And when you bring them out, it does help a lot of people. Like Molly was saying, there was not a dry eye in the room when she was speaking because she knows she's lived it. I mean, with her baby going through his accident, I call all children babies, no matter how old they are. But, you know, you live that. Yeah. That it's like, oh, my gosh. And you're fighting back and you're praying and you know. And, you know, and it's just, it's really, that's kind of what life is more about, right? Not like how big of the house we can buy, how much money. I mean, you have to make money to support yourself and do things, and it's good to provide. Yeah. But there's just so many other things that are more important as far as on a day-to-day thing, you know, don't you think? I'm not negating that we need to be responsible. I didn't mean that, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good stuff. Great show.
So you asked me about the real estate, and I start preaching. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll stop that one.
No, you got going. That was awesome, man. I need to turn you loose earlier in the half hour there, but again, thanks to Molly.
You're telling me to check out Chico. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I think
over the last so many years, there's been different times. You had a minister on once that was doing near Chico that's doing a they have a. I don't know. It's like not a mission center. They're doing all kinds of things, right? And then you had other, and I just kept something keeps telling me Chico
center,
seems like a place to go look at. You know? Yeah.
Yep. We'll welcome you. We'll welcome you here. No doubt. Well, that's it. And again, thanks to Molly Openshaw, moodswingwines.com. You can email her if you'd like to maybe book her for speaking. And it's Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E, at moodswingwines.com. That is a wrap for today.
Awesome. To everybody out there, I will see you.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.